Welcome to your number one source for technological innovations, ideas, and strategies for your business. Multiply your business's equations and put the odds in your favor. Now, live from Club IT HQ with your hosts, Ben and Sam. This is Tech Factor.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I'm Ben.
I'm Ryan.
And this is the Tech Factor. And yep, Sam's still on holidays, so on IVs and
yep.
Getting drunk and passing out.
Keep it PG.
Today, we're going to be talking about SharePoint. So we're really excited about this. Mainly, actually, we're slightly less excited because we did the recording and the recording didn't work. So now we're a little bit less excited.
Yeah, you just got to keep going.
Yeah, no, but so this is take two on it. But so we're going to be talking really, it's a question a lot of people ask all the time, and it's a simple question with nuances. So it's, can SharePoint replace my file server? So, I mean, the short answer is it depends. So if you just want to get the short answer and, you know, stop the recording there, great, it's done. That's the Tech Factor. See his guide later. But if you want a long answer, we'll go on for a few minutes and we'll go through and explain what SharePoint is, what it can and can't do, what it's good for, and really how to have a successful SharePoint deployment. So I'll leave it with you, Ryan, to start with. So what is SharePoint and what's its purpose?
So to put it in probably in simple terms, SharePoint is essentially Microsoft's web-based collaboration platform. It can be used for, you know, document libraries. It can be used for all sorts of different things. But mainly, it essentially just gives users access to data, whether it be offsite, onsite, and it's all in a cloud-based platform. So there's no need to have any supposedly physical hardware as such.
Yeah.
I know you like your servers and things like that, but it's just a cloud-based documentation system.
Yeah. I like a bit of both. It's the cool thing to do, isn't it, these days, to go each way. SharePoint. You're right, and I completely agree. I guess SharePoint, from my perspective, so it originally came, so I remember seeing SharePoint in small business servers. Back in 2003 or whatever, that's more business server 2003, and it was originally used, set up as like a corporate intranet type product.
Yeah.
So you could go through and you could have a homepage there and people could collaborate. You could, go through, create a bunch of pages for different areas of the company. And it was used primarily for collaboration, and then you had your document libraries, people would upload documents and stuff. So it was sort of a corporate intranet / Wikipedia type thing.
I feel like it's kind of phased into a more of a document library or a document storage solution as such now, rather than an intranet.
That's right. And I think that's the thing of it. It's it has evolved quite a lot over the last two decades now, and now there's obviously cloud based with Microsoft released their Office 365 platform. And as the Office 365 platforms evolve, they've realized, well, if we're going to have, because, when Microsoft 365 first became a thing, the web applications were pretty poor. As their web applications got better and better, you had to store stuff somewhere. And if you're going to store stuff somewhere, they're like, well, how about we set it up in a SharePoint environment? And I think that's where they kind of brought the idea of bringing SharePoint into the Microsoft 365 platform. Today, you're right, these days you've got your document libraries, and all that goes through your Microsoft 365 platform, where you can go through and you can easily share files and collaborate and do those bits and pieces. So it has evolved well beyond the corporate intranet days, and it can do a lot more as well. So that's probably a good little segue there into really what SharePoint can and can't do. So how about we have a bit of a start with that? So what can it do? Like, what is it good for, and what's it really not so good for?
I suppose.
Let's talk about the negative first.
Yeah, we will talk about negatives first. I suppose what it can't do, I guess, is it depends on what your business is and what its needs is, but because it is a cloud-based solution, it's depending on your file size and if you're uploading videos, larger photos, I guess, 4K, everything like that, depending on your file format. Depending how big your file is, it'll take quite a significantly
longer
to upload. That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, like if you're working in a environment, maybe it might be they're doing a lot of CAD work. So maybe it could be like architects or designers and people like that.
Yeah.
There are certainly benefits of having a physical file server in some of those scenarios where you are collaborating with large files between each other within the same environment. So if John's in the room next door and you're trying to work on different files together, having a file server with gigabytes worth of data, it may be more efficient in some cases to leverage. And it's not to say that this is, we'll get to this in detail at the end, but part of your solution, if you are an architect, might be to leverage some kind of NAS or file server storage solution in addition to SharePoint. The other thing that I guess spoken about a lot is the legacy applications that heavily rely on SMB shares. So SharePoint isn't, it isn't a SMB or basically it isn't a file server in traditional sense. It doesn't have SMB shares. So that basically means that if you, as on one example, like they commonly talk about as a lot is like your old MYOB and QuickBook applications that are desktop, they'll have a QBB file or an MYO file. Now, if those files are stored traditionally on a network share, and then you're trying to access those on SharePoint, it's just not going to work if multiple people need to access that physical file at the same time, it can't do it. SharePoint can't do that. It's going to have multiple conflicts of different versions of the file. It's just not going to work. There are other legacy applications, like again in the clubs industry that we service quite significantly, membership applications and things like that, where they have these network shares
that'd be impossible to do. Yeah, SharePoint.
You couldn't do it. You just couldn't do it. So there are certain scenarios where SharePoint in those types of applications isn't really going to work for you in that regard. There are some other things as well. The special characters that aren't allowed in SharePoint.
If you are making the leap or you are planning to migrate over to SharePoint, you have to be aware of these things. You can't just simply drag and drop all your existing files and data from your file server directly over to your SharePoint. It really requires a lot of planning. And one of those things is, like you've said, is you can't have, it may seem like a small thing, but it is quite significant. You can't have like special characters in your folder names. You can't assign it like drive letters, things like that. So if you want to just drag and drop folders from a file server over to a new SharePoint, it won't simply let you do it, because if you've got folders or files that have special characters in it, you have to go through and change all that before you can migrate that over.
And the other thing as well, a little point you've got here about, obviously SharePoint keeps the latest files for 90 days after you've deleted them.
I guess
that's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. At the end of the day, you have to have some kind of backup solution regardless whether you've got SharePoint or not. Yeah. And I think, again, SharePoint isn't a backup solution. You shouldn't, just because you got your data in the cloud doesn't mean it's not, that's it's free from ever being, because again, like the most common issue with in terms of data loss, it's often user error. So, again, if someone, like I think it's like 60% of data loss is caused from user error. It's not, ransomware and all these things are a component of it, but a lot of it is human error. So you still need to protect against that, whether you're in the cloud or whether you're on a file server. It's a good point when we're talking about maybe some of the challenges with SharePoint.
Yeah. Well, not sure if it's so much as a negative, this next point I want to suggest, but end user training is a big thing for SharePoint.
Let's get to that in the last stage. I think that kind of rounds up really trying to explain is there a replacement? How you go about it? So let's talk about what it's good for.
Great search functionality. That's one thing.
Yeah.
You can search for anything at a click of a button across multiple team sites, multiple departments, things like that.
The version history, going back to the whole backup thing. So it does have a really good version history. So if I want to just pull a version of a file from Word, go, I want to get the previous version of that from last week, I can pull that up and quite easily view that. Excel documents in particular can be useful for that. So if people are changing numbers and formulas and trying to experiment and figure out different things, super useful. I just interrupted you there.
No, you're good. I've lost now what I was going to say. So,
about the collaboration. So, SharePoint is, so I guess the thing is these days where some people work from home, some people are in the office. I mean, SharePoint's just super crucial for that type of stuff, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great, like I said at the very beginning, it's kind of shifted towards a work from home type of solution. You don't need like a complicated remote access shortcut to work from home on a lot of things. Again, depends on your business, but SharePoint just gives you that ability to freely access, you know, files from your work wherever you are, pretty much, and
yeah,
collaborate almost in real time.
Yeah, it's really good for a hybrid environment. So where you've got some people working from home, some people in the office, it's very easy for, again, you've got the documents stored appropriately in SharePoint in the right locations. People can go through, make the changes, and it's just that seamless backwards and forwards without even, you know, having to, doesn't matter where you are. And it just works seamlessly for the most part. There are nuances to that. And we can get to that in the end as well. But yeah, so the collaboration is super useful. The version control we've spoken about, being able to easily share to external users.
Yeah. So it's not, you're not restricted to just your organization. So if you need to share something with an external client or something like that, you can freely do that. You're not like kind of locked down in your single organization. You can, you know, share those files.
It makes it very easy to collaborate with external. So again, like if you've got a
good for project work.
Yeah, project work. You've got like some kind of project where you maybe need the orders or you need the marketing guys to throw their bit in their work, and obviously they're like obviously a contractor or someone, and they can jump in, they can do their bit, you can do your bit. So for external collaboration, SharePoint is really, really good with that as well.
Yeah, I suppose that leads on to, you have a high amount of flexibility in regards to how you want to set up your permissions and everything like that. So if you only want an external contractor to have access to a certain folder, file, or, you know, subsite, whatever you want it to be, you can just give them access to just that. So
yeah, so, and I guess, yeah, that's right. So that's sort of one of the other key pros about it as well. So I guess we've kind of explained what, you know, SharePoint is good at, maybe some of the negatives towards it. So I guess let's get to the guts of the question. And it's basically, you know, is SharePoint a replacement for your file server? And I guess, you know, it depends. The short answer is it depends. Now, if you, I guess it depends on how you're using your existing file server, what applications you're currently using.
Yep.
You know, it depends upon the type of data that you're working with and you know, file sizes and folder structures and things like that. I think if you attempt to use, and this is the crux of it, right? So with SharePoint, if you use SharePoint just like a file server, it's not going to work.
No.
So what you've really got to do, and kind of what you touched on just before, was it really comes down to planning. Like, it comes down, what you've got to do is say, all right, look, we want to move, you know, a significant amount of data to the cloud. We want to go through and we want to leverage the Microsoft 365 platform. So we want to use SharePoint. And then you go, okay, well, you know, in terms of using SharePoint, you've got to look at it and go, well, how are we currently using our data in general? It's not just about thinking more broadly about the files, but it's like, okay, what applications are we using? How are we using those applications? Do we need to use this stuff remotely? You know, the whole, you got to basically do a sort of a full sort of broad audit of how you're actually leveraging data in your organization, how you're sharing it, how you're collaborating with it, to then kind of work out a bit of a strategy and how you might then use SharePoint.
Because it you might find that once you kind of really look into it and really plan it, it might not be the best solution for you.
Yeah, or it might only be part of the solution.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. Like, you know, some businesses can have both solutions in place.
Because that's the thing, there'll be certain businesses that will, you know, they'll be able to just go straight from, and this is why it's such a debated question, because it really depends on your individual situation. There are some businesses that'll just be able to go literally straight from their file server to straight to SharePoint, no dramas.
Yep.
Now, their migration will still not be a direct one-to-one, and that's not what we recommend. But they'll be able to copy most of their stuff straight across. They'll be able to use it just as they normally would. Think like maybe if you're an accountant, and maybe the vast majority of your accounts programs are in the cloud, and, you know, essentially what you're sharing in terms of the SharePoint data, it might be administrative documents, Excel spreadsheets, and some presentations and stuff like that. I mean, SharePoint's going to be perfect for that scenario. And you can do a straight one-to-one copy across, throw away your file server and happy days.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good opportunity to also, you know, maybe condense or just clean up your existing file structure.
So really, if you're going to move to SharePoint, the key thing is you've really got to have a look at how you're using and leveraging all your data at the moment across your organization. Look at the applications you're using and really work out what your requirements are going to be. Because it may well be that, okay, you can go SharePoint, but, you know, that legacy application we've had for the last 10 years, we're going to need to upgrade that. Or we need to put that in the cloud. And then if we do that and we can then leverage the rest of our data, well, that can then go into the SharePoint site and then that's going to work. or you might end up finding, look, there's going to be one particular application that we're just going to have to manage. So we might set up an Azure environment for that, and we might put some other stuff in SharePoint, or we might use Azure Files.
Yeah,
because that's one of the other solutions which we'll be able to. It does have SMB, so your typical drive letter file sharing stuff built in. So Azure Files might be part of the solution. So it might be a combination of using SharePoint, Azure Files, or you might even end up having to use like some kind of NAS with Azure AD authentication on site just to share some of the other key data that you may need to use that you can't do with SharePoint. So it really comes down to good planning and working out really what and how you're using your data at the moment, and then actually going, okay, well, based on all that, we're going to use SharePoint 100%, or we're going to use SharePoint maybe for like 50% of our work, and the other things are going to do this or that. So, I mean, no matter which way you go, I feel like you're going to get a benefit, but you have to plan it out. You can't just go, oh, well, where you got a file set, we're just going to move it all to SharePoint. Anyone who tells you that, they're full of it, because they're not being honest and truthful about it. They're not, because the thing, and if you copy all your stuff straight from your file server to SharePoint, it's going to be a mess. It's not even going to work properly. It's not going to work how SharePoint's intended to work.
SharePoint can be a replacement for a file server. It just can't be set up and used
as a file server.
You know, it's pretty.
That's right. That was that awesome quote, I was going to get you.
That's all right. Did you do it? You did.
So, I mean, yeah, as long as you don't use SharePoint as a file server, you can use functions of it as a file server, if that makes sense. So you need to get rid of the file server mentality. And the other thing as well is, and we'll talk about this maybe some of the tips, but yeah, you want to, people, in terms of being able to successfully implement SharePoint, it's about, obviously, on the staff side, like, you know, it's about a different mentality of how you use and leverage your files day to day. If you just migrate your files across to SharePoint and you go, there you go, staff, go at it, you know, it's not going to work. And you're gonna end up having situations, and again, and we'll talk about this in a minute, or we can probably just talk about it now. Stuff it. Let's just, what are we at? 17 minutes?
17 minutes.
Mate, we can go for it. So really, I mean, this really leads into like the tips for a successful SharePoint migration, because if you're going to do it, as I said, depends on your scenario, and you got to look at your data, plan it out properly, don't do a one-to-one copy, you know, actually work out how you're going to use your data in the future. You may make some changes to some of the applications. And again, you may use a combination of solutions if you need to then fully leverage SharePoint and get all your information off your traditional server. But then really the tips are, is again, don't use SharePoint like a file server. It's not a file server, and just don't pretend it is one, because if you do that, it's not going to work. You're not going to get good user adoption, and you're not going to use half the good features that come with SharePoint. There's a lot of really cool stuff that comes with SharePoint.
Yeah, it's you can get quite creative with it, and there are a lot of like little widgets and apps you can play around with, and you can really kind of customize it for your own like organization's needs, really. But like you said, it requires a lot of end user training, and you know staff need to be aware of certain features like SharePoint Sync. I know you have
I just went on this podcast. Fuck SharePoint Sync. Yeah. So it's my podcast. Yeah. Fuck SharePoint Sync. You heard it here first, boys. So look, you know, the thing, and the reason I say that, because this is the thing, right? So again, training is really important, as we've said. So the thing is, you know, staff need to understand, all right, we've moved to SharePoint. It's not just your file server in the cloud, and don't ever explain that to them in that manner. It is basically a new way to access and collaborate and use your files. So therefore, it requires training. Do not ever use SharePoint Sync, because it doesn't always sync, and people just assume, because they, again, if you teach them to do it in the same way they've always done it, they're going to end up going, oh, well, I copied a SharePoint Sync, so it must be on the server. It's done. Yeah. They don't realize, oh, it's got to actually sync, or it's got to, you know, and then, you know, people make changes and stuff hasn't synced, and then the whole thing just goes to hell. So it's really important that training is really critical in any successful SharePoint migration. Staff need to be aware of, actually, you've got to do things differently now. Never, never, never use SharePoint Sync, because you create more problems than it's worth. It doesn't, you know, in terms of its reliability, you know, it is sketchy at times, and it's just going to create more headaches for you than what it's worth. Just expect with your staff that they're going to have to learn a new way of doing things, and ultimately it'll be for the best at any rate. Have you got anything you want to throw on there?
fuck SharePoint Sync.
I've started it now, haven't I? How many times can we say that before we have to change the YouTube rating?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that was drawing the line.
That's all right.
But yeah, you've summed it up quite well.
Yeah. So I guess, those points, right? So it's like, all right, so you don't just do a straight migration. It won't work. Plan it out. So make sure you actually figure out what you're doing. Look at it, accept the fact that it's a different way of doing things and actually plan it out, work out what applications you've got, how you're using your data at the moment. Do a proper plan. Like, just take that extra time to figure out how you're going to, move to this new environment moving forward, and don't expect it to be just a one-for-one swap, because it will not work. It'll be a failed migration, or it'll be a really terrible SharePoint site that'll have to be tidied up by some poor person.
Yeah, which will later probably on stop getting used and become redundant, and all that work is gone.
Exactly. And as I said, the training stuff, so make sure you train staff, show them the new way of doing things. Do not try to basically sort of hide the new system under like weird little, workarounds to make it feel like the same old thing. And the only other thing I'd say, and is in last thing and sort of summing up as well, is that, SharePoint is obviously, it's an awesome platform. And in some cases, you can use it as a straight switchover. In some other cases, you may need to use some other things to supplement it. But the other thing as well is what it comes down to also, depending on your situation, it may not actually be the solution at all. So it is, we don't have to be so religious about it, right? So there are other platforms. Again, I've touched on Azure Files. So Azure Files is part of Microsoft 365. It can do sharing like a traditional sense of way a file server works in your own environment. So you can map, network drives in your own environment. And the information is then stored in the Azure platform. And the other platform as well, if you really need to have traditional network shares, but also have some of the features of SharePoint, you want a bit of you want it all in the cloud, but a bit of a hybrid thing, a bit of something for everyone, Ignite as well. So Ignite is another really good platform. It does SMB sharing. It does a lot of the things that SharePoint does. It's more expensive. It is a far more expensive platform. But again, that might be the solution for you as well. So don't get too wrapped up in the whole, we're going cloud, we must therefore put everything into SharePoint. But that said, if you plan it out, you do it properly, you can have an awesome SharePoint setup, and it can work very well for your business as well.
You'd be quite surprised with what people can come up with in SharePoint too, because you can even set up a SharePoint site for, inventory management, or you can have a dedicated SharePoint site for project management or project tracking. You can do so many more things than just the normal document library. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to throw in some random examples of some of the stuff that you've been playing with SharePoint, like some of the really cool things? I know you mentioned about Teams and some of those things.
Yeah. Well, you can set up, so you've got your main communication site, which is like your home, like your hub site. And then depending how you essentially want to set up that SharePoint for your, for a client, you can have, they're called team sites or sub sites per se. And you can have those directly linked to Teams chats and things like that. So you can get notifications, events. I haven't played around too much with the the calendar sync and things like that through Teams. So
there's some really cool stuff with that as well. Yeah.
Really cool stuff you can do with that.
And that's the thing. So if you, and this is where it comes back to really having a good think about how you actually want to, handle all your data and your collaboration moving forward. Don't think of it as a one-to-one switch. Think of it as a whole new thing and plan it out as such. And if you do that, then you will get you will be able to replace your traditional file server. But again, it just won't be in the same form as what your traditional file server was.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it comes down to. So really, short answer, so going rounding up there. So is SharePoint a replacement of your file server? In some circumstances, it could be. In other circumstances, it'll be part of the solution, but really what it comes down to is it comes down to that planning and having, doing a full audit of your data, all your systems, working out how you're going to basically migrate and move your data, and then really have a think about then what, how much of SharePoint will be part of the solution, or there may be some situations, as we've said, where SharePoint just might not be part of the solution for you.
Yeah, well, it seems like a lot of work or a bit daunting as such, but in the long run, if you really plan it out and, you know, your business, you know, will suit SharePoint, then
you're going to get benefits. Yeah,
and it's included with, you know, your business license.
Well, that's the thing as well. You're already paying for it, right? So you may as well leverage it. But again, it's just about doing it properly. So so don't think of it as that straight one-to-one migration. Plan it out, do it properly, and you'll be able to work out exactly, how much of SharePoint you'll be able to leverage. You may be able to use all of it. You might be able to, again, do a part implementation or whatever it might be. But, I mean, rounding up, I mean, SharePoint, it is an awesome platform. It is really good, as long as you use it for what it's intended for and you don't try to make it do everything you want it to do. And you may need to change the way that you work in order to make the platform work for you. So don't think of it as a migration. Think of it as a new approach and plan it accordingly. And in some, a good chunk of circumstance, you'll be able to replace your file server, but just not in the way that you would think you would replace your file server. And there may be situations, as I said, where you still might have a NAS or you might have some kind of Azure files, or you might have some other stuff there complementary to SharePoint in order to really, make all that work and to migrate to a new type of working environment.
Yeah. Beautifully said, Ben.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I nailed that there. So I don't want to ruin it by saying anything more.
Yeah.
So that's SharePoint, guys. SharePoint. We're going to do some more stuff about it sometime in the future. I want to get in a little bit more detail about some cool things about it, but that's a really good starting point. So that's the answer. So is SharePoint a replacement for your file server? Yes, sometimes. No, some other times, and maybe some other times. That's as accurate as I can describe it.
So yeah, you're not going to get a set yes or no answer. So you wasted 26 minutes if you thought you were going to get that.
The other thing you do is you can always engage a consultant, IT, and they'll be able to give you some really good advice on how to approach that. And some straight advice about the best way to go about it. Look, even if you don't deal with us, talk to someone who knows this stuff about SharePoint and actually plan it out properly. Because if you do that, you're going to get massive benefits out of it. If you don't, you're going to get a SharePoint site that no one's going to use and you have to fix in a couple of years' time. And you won't get all your files and data across unless you plan it properly. So, that's SharePoint. I'm Ben.
I'm Ryan.
And we'll see you guys next time. Jeez. Peace. Oh, man, I'm going to get the right one wound. I'm going to have to circle that out. There we go.